Thank you, Steve. Well, I am happy to be here tonight. And I would ask for your prayers, knowing that I need them. And I know I've seemed to have some scriptures that have stayed on my mind since our brother Dan had asked me to preach tonight. And they've been on my mind some in the last few months, and they've strengthened me during this time and have given me some peace and comfort during this time. And I know the Lord gives us all these scriptures in His Spirit to help us and to lead us in the time that we have here. And I'll start in John, the 14th chapter. And this is one to me I've read probably different times. And then it's one that kind of sometimes hits you more than others. And I'm going to start with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And to me, that shows the love the Lord has, I believe, for us. And to me, I believe it's telling us not to fear in the time that we're in. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And again, that to me shows the love that the Lord has for His creation. He has gone to prepare a place for His people. In the third verse, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And again, I believe it shows that love the Lord has for His creation, for us, for those that are around us in the world today. And again, I know that He has, some of the scriptures I'm going to read tonight has given us these scriptures to help us, to lead us, to direct us in this time. And I'd like to read a few verses in Enos on this, the mansions in the sky that the Lord has prepared a place for us. And it's Enos. It's on page. I didn't say find a page in that one. Enos, it's on page 196, and starting at verse 42. And it came to pass that I began to be old, and 179 years had passed away from the time that our father Lehi left Jerusalem. And as I saw that I must soon go down to my grave, having been wrought upon by the power of God, I must preach and prophesy unto this people and declare the word according to the truth which is in Christ. And I have declared it in all my days and have rejoiced in it above that of the world. And I soon go down to the place of my rest, which is with my Redeemer, for I know that in Him I shall rest. And I rejoice in the day when my mortal shall put on immortality and shall stand before Him. Then shall I see Him face to face with pleasure. And He will say unto me, come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. And I know that's a time that we're looking forward to. That time to be with our Heavenly Father, to be with him in his kingdom. And when I was thinking of this 14th chapter of John, and he tells us that he has gone to prepare a place for us, I was thinking of a couple of scriptures in the Book of Mormon, that as he has gone to prepare a place for us, that this time that we have is a time for us to prepare to be with him. And I'd like to go to, it's on page 346. It's in the Book of Alma, the 9th chapter. And I think I'll start, maybe just read the 41st verse. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God. And I look at that and I look at myself and ask myself, am I prepared to meet the Lord? And I know if I'm not, I need to be. A time to prepare for that endless state, which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. Also on page 436, this is Alma, 17th chapter. No, I'm sorry, page 430. Alma, the 16th chapter. And read one verse again. For behold, this 228th verse. For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life, is a day for men to perform their labors. And we see that this time has been given to us as a time to be preparing ourselves to meet the Lord. And read just one more verse here in the Book of Mormon. And this is page 451, Alma 1971. And this is just one verse here, but to me this says so much. Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And we know that his decrees, his commandments, are not changed. I know it's probably been changed in the world today, but his commandments don't change. They're not unalterable. Therefore, the way is prepared. He has prepared the way for us, that whosoever will, and that comes to us, the choice is ours. Whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And I know that is our desire, to be walking in the ways of the Lord, doing his will, and following the scriptures, the commandments he's given to us. Going back to the 14th chapter of John, I'd like to go to the 15th verse. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray that ye shall, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, even that he may abide with you forever. And I know we have felt that Holy Spirit from the Lord with us, and he will lead us and direct us if we will follow. The 21st verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself in him. And I know, again, that is our desire as we are here tonight, is to keep those commandments, again, that the Lord has given to us, knowing what we would be in need of. And the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And again, I believe that shows the love that the Lord has for us. He doesn't want us to fear in this time that we have. And I'd like to go over into the 15th chapter of John. And again, it's one to me that shows the love that the Lord has for us. And he's telling us again that we need to be keeping his commandments. I think I'll start with the 10th verse here. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And I know that's where the Lord wants us before him. He wants us to have that joy in our lives, that joy of following him, of doing his will. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And I know that I have felt this love from the Lord. And as it tells us here that we are to have that love one to another. And I know that during this time that I've had, that I have felt that love of brothers and sisters. And I think it's a blessing to us that we have this love one to another, that we have this opportunity to worship the Lord, that we can pray together, that we can pray for one another, that we can help one another. And I know that's been a blessing to me during this time. And I know as I look at myself, I wonder a lot of times, do I really realize how much of a blessing that we have of being able to go to the Lord and worship him, to praise him, to pray for his help in our lives, and to pray, ask our brothers and sisters for those prayers also. I know they have lifted me up, and I'm thankful for that. I'd like to also go a little farther and go into Romans. This is in the 8th chapter, Romans. And again, this is another scripture that gives me peace and comfort in the world that we're living in today. Romans 8, I think I'll start with the 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And that should lift us up there. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even on the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And to me, that's another comforting verse, knowing that the Lord goes to our Father for us And I'd like to go into into the Book of Mormon in the 8th chapter, 3rd Nephi. And read a scripture here, and this is starting with the page 649, starting with the 15th verse. And this is the Lord speaking here. And it came to pass that when they knelt upon the ground, Jesus groaned within himself and saith, Father, I am troubled because of the wickedness of the people of the house of Israel. And when he had said these words, he himself also knelt upon the earth. And behold, he prayed unto the Father, and the things which he prayed cannot be written. And the multitude did bear record who heard him. And after this manner do they bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has ear heard before so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And no tongue can speak, neither can there be written the word by any man, neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive the joy of the joy which filled our heart, filled our souls at the time we heard him pray for us unto the Father. And that must have been such a joyful time there that those that were there in this land, they heard the Lord pray unto the Father for them. That must have given them joy. And going down to the 22nd verse, and they arose from the earth, and he said unto them, blessed are ye because of your faith, and now my joy is full. I'm going to go back into Romans in the 8th chapter, 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And again, scripture gives me comfort and peace, and no one can separate us from this love of the Lord, the love of our Savior Jesus Christ. But again, I have to look at myself in the world that we live in today and be careful that I don't separate myself from him. He won't separate himself from us, but I need to look at myself and be careful I don't separate myself from him. I'd like to also read a few more verses or scriptures on this love the Lord has for his creation. I'd like to go over to 1 John, the 4th chapter. And read a few verses. I think I'll start with the 4th verse here. Hear of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And again, that to me shows the love the Lord has for us. That greater is he in us, his scriptures, his commandments, his spirit, his love. Greater are these in our lives than that which is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if we love one, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And again, I know that we need this love for one another. And again, as I said earlier, I know I have felt that love of my brothers and sisters. And I know it is a blessing to us. Going to the 18th verse. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in Christ, in love. And again, the Lord doesn't want us to fear in this time that we have here. And going down into the fifth chapter here. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. And we know that his commandments are not grievous. He knew what we would be faced with, come in contact with. And he has given, again, us his scriptures, his commandments, to help us and lead us and direct us in this time. And it comes back to us that we are following them, that we are following his leadings. I'd like to go on to Colossians. Third chapter, and read just a few verses here. Starting with the first, I'm going to read the first two. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, and not on things on the earth. So we set our minds, our hearts, our love on the things from above, those things that come from our Heavenly Father, that trust, that love that we have in him, those blessings, that spirit, and again, his scriptures and commandments that come from him. Set our minds in that and not the things of the world. And going down to the 12th verse. And this to me is, like I want to in another scripture, kind of gives us some instruction, tells us what we need to be doing. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And I know if we look in the Book of Mormon, it tells us that charity is the pure love of Christ. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called, to which also ye are called, in one body, and be ye thankful. And I know that we do have so many things to be thankful for. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And we know that all praise and thanks goes to our Heavenly Father. I'd like to also turn in 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. I won't read the first part. It kind of tells us of the times that we're living in or of what the last times will be. I'd like to go into the latter part of the chapter. It tells us again what we need to be doing. Going to the 14th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's another one. A lot of times I look at myself and think, I could never be perfect. But I don't think the Lord would give us, I know the Lord wouldn't give us a commandment to follow or to be if it weren't possible for us to do it, or he wouldn't provide the way for us if we would trust in him, that our faith is in him and we follow him. Also, over to 1 Thessalonians, in the 5th chapter, start with the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when they shall say, peace and safety. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overcome you as a thief. Ye are the children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. And with esteem, and to esteem them very highly in love for the word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. I'd like to go back a little now into Philippians. In the fourth chapter, starting with the fourth verse. Again, instruction for us in this time that we live in, this time that we have to do the Lord's work. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. In the end of that, it's a small word, but it says so much. If we believe in this that the Lord has given to us, to do them, to follow them. I'd like to read a scripture in the Book of Mormon that's similar to that, and it's on page 220 in Mosiah, second chapter. Maybe I'll start with the ninth verse here. I say unto you, if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom and his patience and his long-suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord, and should be diligent in keeping his commandments, and continue in the faith even unto the end of his life. I mean the life of the mortal body. I say this is a man who receiveth salvation of the receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, and who are, or whoever shall be, even unto the end of the world. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there's none other salvation save that which has been spoken. Neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God, believe that he is, and that he created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that ye do them. Again, that word, see that ye do them. (Clears throat) And again, I know it is our desire to be doing the will of our Heavenly Father, following the scriptures and the commandments that He has given to us to lead us and direct us in the time that we have here, that which will draw us closer unto Him, that which will keep us in a straight way before Him. I know that is the desire of each one of us. I'd like to go over page 162 in the Book of Mormon. Second book of Nephi, 13th chapter. May I start with the 19th verse. And I heard a voice from the Father saying, "The words of my beloved are true and faithful. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, I know this, that unless a man shall endure to the end and follow in the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do." And I'd like to go over to the Book of Mormon and just read a couple different verses. First one is on third book of Nephi 8. May I start with the 46th verse. "Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you." And again, this is the Lord speaking here. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil and are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you." And we know that the Lord has set that example for us. He did the will of his Father. He followed the commandments of his Father. And I'd like to just read another verse a little farther on in 3 Nephi in the 12th chapter. And this is the Lord again here. 3 Nephi 12. 25th verse. "Behold, I have given you my gospel, and this is the gospel I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up on the cross, and after that I have been lifted up on the cross, I might draw all men unto me." Again, he gave us that example. He set that example for us. He did the will of the Father, followed the commandments his Father gave him. I'd like to go back on page 162 in the second book of Nephi in the 13th chapter. Twenty-fourth verse. "For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate, ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and of the Son, and ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive And now, my beloved brethren, after you've gotten into the straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And I kind of think back, look at myself when I was a lot younger. And I think that's probably what I thought. That's all I had to do. But the Lord tells us, behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. And if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And I know, again, this is where we want to be with our Heavenly Father, to be with him in his kingdom. And I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight to help us in the day and the time that we are living in, things that we see happening around us in the world today. And I'd like to close with reading two more scriptures in the Book of Mormon. First one is page 682. This is the fourth book of Nephi, the first chapter. And that's, I believe, instruction to us too. And they did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses. This is after the Lord was here. But they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and in prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And going over to the 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lyings, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there cannot be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, nor murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites, but they were in one, the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And tells us in the 17th verse what they did. And it came to pass that there was no contention in land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that we love, that we need that love. Love for our Heavenly Father, that love for one another, that love for those that are around us in the world today. I'd like to read one more scripture. I know Brother Steve says I use this every time I preach, so I thought I'd better use it tonight. But again, it's one that gives me comfort and peace at this time. I pray that you should await to remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord. Thank you.